Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX.
94KX.
Sunny skies, it'll be a pleasant day. Our high today, 74. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
It's foggy, no doubt about it. 53 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. What an exciting weekend for almost everything we had to do and sports-wise. Way to go, Penn State. Like you just heard Rob say, bumping up a few notches. Baseball was okay to me this weekend. And NFL, well, it all depends who you're rooting for, right? Let's get this show underway. Yeah, it's Monday. It's time to get back to work. Let's go.
Anything fun this weekend?
Not really.
Not really?
Why not? Not long enough.
You'll be back at work on Monday morning.
I have to be back at work on Monday and
come back fresh on Monday.
No, I'm sorry. Monday's not going to work. It'll have to be Tuesday.
Nope, not today.
Today, yes.
So get back to work, everybody.
Keep your nose to the grindstone.
Let's get this show on the road.
Hey, chin up.
It's showtime, baby.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Just over the weekend, I was talking about the cliche, put your nose to the grindstone. That just sounds like it's going to hurt too much. Let's just roll easily into a Monday.
We're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Happy Monday. We're all back to work. We're all back to school. We're all back to the grind. No nose to the grindstone. Enough of that. What a weekend, though. Wow. What a weekend. Spyglass get the let out Friday night. What a great show. And then Saturday, the Penn State game. Holy cow. You know, I knew they were going to beat Auburn, which isn't an easy thing to do. That was a top 25 matchup. But I didn't think the game would be that exciting. Maybe it's a good game combined with a whiteout. It was all over Facebook, all over social media. I think all of Central Pennsylvania was at the game, including our Ticket Blitz winner. We have another Ticket Blitz this week, so we'll talk about that coming up. Stay with us. Baseball, some of you are still hanging on. The Phillies are still alive, believe it or not. My Red Sox had a sweep kind of weekend while the Yankees were losing. That makes me feel good. Sorry, Matt Catrillo, wherever you are. And Notre Dame won. I'm a Notre Dame fan, but I'm also a Penn State fan. I live in Pennsylvania. How could you not be a Pennsylvania Penn State fan? You live here. You got to support. Now, a lot of people would say that about NFL. If you're not an Eagles fan, you're a Steelers fan. Well, I'm not either. Both of those teams lost yesterday. Youch. I'm a Ravens fan. They won last night at the last second, just like they lost the week before at the last second. I think every NFL team right now is 1-1 as we head to week number 3. I'm pretty sure everybody's like 1-1. Weird. But that's what sports is. I mean, sports keeps us on our toes, I think. I was reading something early this morning about fair weather fans. And I was like, yeah, I could relate. When I have, and this is really in my whole life, I think, not just in sports, but when I have a team, when I believe in something, I stick with them. Thick, thin, win, lose, trades, injuries, whatever. And I mean, that's the way I am. You people who know me know that I was a Red Sox fan when they didn't win a World Series in like 93 years, you know? So football, stick with your team, all right? There were years where Penn State wasn't that good. Now this year, they're looking like boom. They're up a couple notches to number 6 in the country this week. That's exciting. And maybe your Eagles or your Steelers lost and are 1-1. Now, don't give up on them. Come on now. Let's hang in there. Well, what has happened to loyalty? You just don't hear it or see it anymore. I'm all about the loyalty. You know, when my kids were in school, if they weren't playing, I didn't transfer. I didn't pull them out of school and go somewhere else. I was like, work hard. It'll pay off. Put your nose to the grind. Wait, I promised I wouldn't say that. Just work hard. Now, what do we got this week? There's so much going on this week. Another Penn State Ticket Blitz. Penn State at home again. This week with Villanova. Rumor has it they'll be playing basketball at the half. I don't know if that's true. Villanova? Anybody? Okay, never mind. We have another Ticket Blitz coming up, a chance for you to win, and the last show of the season at Spyglass this coming Saturday with Third Eye Blind. That's going to be fun. What else? A lot else, including the Selins Grove Market Street Festival with 94KX this Saturday. I hope to see you there. We've got a busy week, so let's get to it and get rolling, huh?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Oh, like you heard Mark say, it is National Gibberish Day. I don't know how we're going to make that happen. And Mom, if you're making the lunches for the kids right now, we have another shortage. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Sounds like gibberish.
Rinus Rain and Trobeline and Fremen Kemedin.
Happy National Gibberish Day. Observed annually on September 20th.
Why does everybody sound like the Tasmanian devil in there? I don't know. Gibberish Day was started a long time ago because people couldn't understand medical jargon. Isn't that funny? But nowadays it's just any kind of speech that's nonsensical or appears to be. Gibberish, I don't know, it may be random speech sounds that mean nothing, or it may actually be speech that means something, but is so specific that no one understands it. Most times, gibberish refers to informal speech. Please don't confuse it with gobbledygook, which refers to the formal writing or speech that is so technical and so convoluted that it can't be easily understood, which sounds like gobbledygook to us. So let's just move on and speak clearly today. Can we do that, please? At least try to do so today. Thank you. Although I have a staff meeting this morning at 9:30, that's usually gibberish and gobbledygook.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
News is coming up. Mark is back. It's so good to have him. Also on the way, Rob, the Sports Center with all that football from the weekend and an AccuWeather forecast that looks great. It's Morgan in the Morning. Stay with us. 54 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning. Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. What's better, possibly better than Penn State moving up a couple notches in the top 25? The Ohio State and Clemson moving down. Of course it is. Go ahead, cheer to yourself while you shave in the bathroom. It's a good thing. Morgan in the Morning has some viral comedy coming up for you. It's a triple header. Mom gets stuck in son-in-law's truck. Mom gets stuck in chair. And woman crying because she got a bad haircut?
$300 to look like
$300? Wait. Quiet. You spent $300 on a haircut? You should be crying.
94KX, viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, look them up later, but listen to them now. We've got a mom stuck in a truck, a mom stuck in a chair, and a mom with a really bad haircut. First, a mom who fell into the back seat of her son-in-law's truck and got stuck.
Factory that built this truck didn't think about the mother-in-laws that are 5 foot tall. I'm a fair. She just brought the ladder. He got carried.
Careful now, that's grandma. Come on now.
See, that was easier.
Oh, yeah, that's just wrong. And then there's mom stuck in a chair over the weekend.
Mom?
Why?
Are you having trouble?
I cannot get out of this dumb chair. Look at the thing. It's like a sinkhole back there. And it just runs out there like a truck bed. I can't get out.
You know that. You said in it last time we were here, and you said the same thing.
I forgot. Well, just get over here and help now. Well, come out of breath.
Go help your mama. Come on now. Don't just stand there laughing at her. That actually happens to my mama, and I don't think it's funny. Okay? Maybe I do. My mom has ridden in my Mustang once. Only once, because she couldn't get out of the passenger seat. And finally, how about this mom who goes and gets a haircut pays $300 for it, and it's a terrible haircut because it makes her look like a Karen. So she actually turns into a Karen after crying about
$300 to look like a Karen. I look like I'm on the PTA. I swear I don't drive a minivan. I look like
you don't drive
three
a minivan.
Sons who play T-ball.
Okay. All right.
I look like I collect coupons.
Come on. You're going to be all right.
Let me speak to your manager.
Oh, that's pretty good. Say it again in the rearview mirror. Let me speak to your manager.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
I love it. I love it. Viral comedy every morning for you. Hear it now. Look it up later. Three great cuts this weekend.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Mom, you're making the lunches for the kids. There's another shortage, and it's Lunchables. We'll talk about it coming up. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Here you are, Mom, thinking life is going pretty good so far with the kids going to school, and there's a national shortage of Lunchables.
Mom, I'm home.
How was school today, Tiger?
Fine, except where was my Lunchable?
Oh, there's a shortage. But in the meantime, there's something new. It's new do-it-yourselfers.
Oh.
Now moms, or dads, can just stack some Ritz crackers, take a cookie cutter and make some little round cold cuts,
oh,
or cut some leftover pizza into little pieces.
Okay.
Then shove them all in an empty package provided by Oscar Mayer.
Well, yeah.
And boom, do-it-yourselfers.
Wow, it looks like the real thing. Thanks, Mom.
It's the least a mom can do. I'll just add it to my list.
Because you're not doing enough, Mom, right?
Yeah. Empty packages available now for $5.99.
Good luck. Get out there, Mom, and good luck with it this morning. Sorry.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. He's back from vacation. Rob's got the sports. Lots of football. And a beautiful day coming up weather-wise. Steve with the exciting AccuWeather forecast. Next hour, speaking of football, another Penn State ticket blitz and more. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning. Hey, 94KX and Wise Markets are still striving to make a positive difference all month long right here at home in our communities. It's the Fight Hunger campaign. Wise aims to raise money and donate non-perishable items to local food banks right here in our counties at home, right here in our backyard. You can help too by choosing to round up your bill, donate a dollar, three, five, or ten at the register, and then that money stays local to help feed local families in need. Thank you for your support from Wise Markets and 94KX. 54 now and foggy high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Hey, stay with us. We've got another Penn State ticket blitz coming up. This Saturday, they play at home again, and that means it's your chance to win tickets. Who are they playing? St. Anne's Academy. No, that's not it. Oh, they're playing Villanova at 1 o'clock. How about Penn State over the weekend with that big win against Auburn and moving up four notches on the top 25 to number 6 in the country? Can I get a Lawrence roar? Stand by. Your chance to qualify to win tickets is coming up next.
WQKX.
It's the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet and 94KX. Birthday buddies and more this hour. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
So here we are on a Monday morning, coming off a great weekend sports-wise, I guess, except for those of you who are taking a Steelers or a Eagles loss hard. Look, I think everybody in the league is 1-1 now, okay? So don't worry about it. There's plenty of time. But college football, how about Penn State with that big win, moving up four notches on the top 25? They're now number 6 in the country. And they play Villanova this weekend? No, not basketball. They're playing football. And, we've got that ticket blitz that we love to talk about. Oh, there's that roar. And here comes the marching band. It's the Penn State ticket blitz with Register Chevrolet. Every morning on the week of a home game, we take three qualifiers. Caller 149, C94.1. See what I did there? So here's your chance to qualify to go to the Villanova game this Saturday at 1 o'clock. Do
it! Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Again, callers 9, 4, and 1. Good luck to you. You know that music. It's time for the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. We take callers 1, 4, 9. Get it? 94.1. You get it? Yeah? Allison from Bloomsburg, you're qualified. Amy from Cole Township, you're qualified. And Tammy from Elysburg, you're qualified as well. And Tammy's on the line now. You on your way to work, my dear? You on your way to work?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, you have a good day at work, and hopefully we'll be calling you later this week to tell you you're going to see Penn State.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye. 94KX.
94.1.
Hey.
WQKX.
Love talking to people on our Ford Fun Line every morning. You know, it's always open. We can talk about anything you want. Monday. Yeah, it's Monday. But, you know, we got some birthdays coming up. Stay with us, 94KX.
We're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Right now, there's a nationwide shortage of Lunchables.
What?
That's because single dads also eat them as dinnerables.
There you go. We talked about that earlier this morning. There is a nationwide shortage of Lunchables because of COVID. What is one? What could one possibly have to do with the other?
Really? I mean,
I don't get it.
Maybe it's because of delivery things. Maybe people can't deliver.
Maybe the nationwide employee shortage. They can't find people to stuff those little round pieces of meat into the plastic case.
Or slice those pieces of cheese just right.
Just right.
That they fit on those two crackers you get.
Two or three.
Two or three.
Whatever. Lunchables.
Lunchables.
My kids always wanted them. We always said no.
No.
Mm-hmm. We'll make you a sandwich and you'll enjoy it. That's the voice of Lynn Hall. It must be time for...
this birthday buddy thing.
Yeah, this thing that we do called birthday buddies.
Oh, birthday buddies, yes.
You sound like Rob, the sports editor there. That birthday thing.
The birthday thing.
What did he say this morning in the sports? Those Las Vegas guys.
Those Las Vegas guys.
Okay, you can call them the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, we know it's not Siegfried and Roy that he's talking about, so it has to be some other Las Vegas guys, okay?
Let's take a look at some popular people, though, celebrating birthdays.
Okay.
He was an American Idol winner. I forget what season, because they all run together.
Yeah, I forget, too.
But he had a redundant name.
Hold on to me as we go.
Happy birthday to Philip Phillips.
Redundant name.
Who is 31 years old today.
Oh, okay.
And one of those American Idol winners. Hey, these guys didn't win American Idol because I don't think it existed back then.
I love this song, by the way.
But do you remember the Nelson Boys?
Just like an angel, seems like forever.
Two blonde-haired, blue-eyed, beautiful boys.
Do you need a moment? Are you going to be okay?
I love this song, I do.
Well, Gunnar and Matthew, the twins, are 54 years old today.
Wow.
And this was their big hit, I Can't Live Without Your Love and Infection. Or affection.
Affection. I'm like, what a minute. Wait a minute. It's not infection.
All right. Here's another 90s band. Remember how romantic this was?
Yeah.
But it was weird because it was two dudes sitting on bar stools shot in black and white.
Yeah. There were weird camera angles.
The way they kept gazing into each other's eyes. It was creepy.
It was a little weird.
Yeah.
A little weird.
Well, Nuno Bettencourt.
Nuno.
From Extreme.
I like that name. Nuno.
Celebrating a birthday today. Oh, my. I always think of Jimmy Fallon making fun of it and doing his own version of this.
It was funny. Oh, my goodness.
It's kind of ruined it for me, but anyway, it's all good. So there you go. Nuno is taking it to an extreme. He's 55 years old today.
I see what you did there.
Oh, thank you. And why did Mr. and Mrs. Bettencourt name him Nuno?
I don't know. Maybe it's a family name.
What were they thinking? I don't know.
I don't know.
Finally, here's a good one if you like to read. George R.R. Martin, the author of the Game of Thrones series, is 73 years old today.
Okay.
I know what a bunch of you are saying right now. Wait, that was a book?
Well, yeah. Yeah, some people don't know that it was a book.
Some people just wait for TV, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So those are the celebrity birthdays. Now we go to the locals and we call them...
Birthday buddies.
We certainly do. Happy birthday to Angela Mole from Sunbury. She's 52 today.
And Annette Gerba from Bear Valley is 52.
Cynthia Folk from Northumberland, 64 today.
Damian Gessner, 45.
Danielle Bell, 31 today. Happy birthday.
Doug Trum from Catawissa. Doug's 55 today.
And Jerry Browse from Lewisburg is 51 today.
Joe Morris from Edders is 57.
Happy birthday to Kristen Henry. She's 32.
Lacey Welsh is 36 today.
My friend Leslie Suloff from Sunbury, 52 years old. Happy birthday, Leslie.
Yeah.
Remember, you'll always be younger than
younger
me.
Younger than, yeah.
That's a good
Matt,
one.
Matt Roslevich is 36 today.
Paula Confer from Middleburg is 76 today.
Rebecca Eves, who hails from Nescopec, is 64 today.
You just wanted to say hails.
I did.
Yeah, okay.
I did.
Rita Suda from Chendo is 52. That's Shenandoah.
Shenandoah.
Yes.
Robin Zarkowski from Elysburg, 52. Two today.
Tanya Dodge from Bloomsburg. Lordy, Tanya's 40.
And Wesley Brown from Clingerstown. Hey, that rhymes. Wesley Brown from Clingerstown.
And his band of renown.
He's 44 today.
And a happy birthday on Facebook Messenger to Cole Putro, who is 13 years old today.
Aww.
And on his way to the Nori Christian School as we speak. And they always have the radio on 94K.
Well, isn't that nice?
And Cole's mom says, you think you and Lynn could give his birthday a shout out?
Sure. See absolutely.
That? See? The voice of Lynn Hall, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for including me, Mom.
Isn't that a nice thing
to
do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, if your kid has a birthday, if you have a birthday, grandma, anybody,
mm-hmm.
you can get them into us, and it's real simple. All you have to do is use the Ford Fun Line, Facebook Messenger, email, snail mail, or that text club with the keyword.
Which would be birthday.
Mm-hmm. You are so right.
Mm-hmm.
Every day at about this time, it's...
Birthday Buddies.
Yes, it is. WQKX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark is back and he's got the news. Rob, the Sports Center has those Vegas guys and...
those Vegas guys.
Super exciting Steve with a forecast.
Oh, no. Is he here again?
Yeah, he's here every day. He's a staple. He's excited about
he's
today's
stable.
Sunshine.
Oh, I bet he is.
It's all the way next. It's Morgan in the Morning. 54 degrees. The fog is starting to burn off high atop Blue Hill, where you'll find me, Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Now, we heard the news, and some of it was good. Like that guy from Mount Carmel walking 1,000 miles for charity. I got to meet that guy Friday. He was amazing. Those stories and more coming up in what we call the good news, including a family that wanted to adopt a child until they found out, well, the child was part of twins. And their other twins were also in the same facility. So the couple adopted all four children. Amazing. Good news on the way next.
WQKX 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now,
yeah,
the good news.
Let's hear the good news because we like it. How about a couple out of Ohio, Karen and Tobias Thompson, that wanted to adopt a child. They ended up adopting twins because they found out the child was a twin, and then they found out that there was another set of twins that are all related. So they adopted them all.
Linaya and William are my niece and nephew, but Shalithia and Shanae are their sisters. So, and my husband was the one to suggest that we take them all together and keep them all together.
Your dad loves.
I don't have to worry about nothing because he's going to take care of me.
I love
RTJ
so much that I've been wanting to live with her since we got to our house.
They already were family, and now they are family. That's good news. All right, we've hearing all these freaky flooding stories, and how scary could it be? You're trapped in your car is sinking underwater, and suddenly, here comes the Marines.
This is so cool. Oh, my God. This is the most American thing ever. Thank you.
Yeah, there was actually a team of Marines walking by, saw the car trapped, and she got rescued by the Marines. Hey, 70-year-old guy from Coltmont decides one day he's going to hike 1,000 miles for charity. Walter Lutz of Coltmont was actually here in the radio station on Friday, and we talked. Great guy, Walter.
It's good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Good news all the time. If your local group has some good news, just send it to us and we'll put it on the air.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Mike. Mike is here, of course.
Good morning.
It's Morgan in the Morning, but still to come, Mike, Movie Mike.
Yes.
You did a lot on social media this weekend. I was following
yes.
you. You went to see two movies.
I did.
And your kid did a music video that was amazing.
Yes, we found this amazing app that takes your selfies and makes them sing along to popular songs, and we just made a ton of those over the weekend and sat there and laughed hysterically.
Right Said Jordan, I guess.
Right. I made our three-year-old sing Right Said Fred's I'm Too Sexy, among other things.
So it was a good weekend for you.
It was a very good weekend, yes. Very
good
relaxing.
Weekend in entertainment, too.
Yeah, the Emmys were last night, and that was a thing.
All right.
And, you know, that's always... celebrating quality entertainment, that's always a good thing, right? That's always positive. Yeah. We don't have any stories today about celebrities dying or anything like that. We just have some happy stuff.
Movie Mike's Entertainment Report coming up. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Last night's Emmys lasted for more than 3 hours, and a big part of the reason for that was the guy who wouldn't shut up.
Who was that dude?
His name is Scott Frank, and he won an award for directing The Queen's Gambit. Once he stepped up to the mic, he pulled out a 2-page speech and proceeded to drone on for 3.5 minutes.
Ugh.
It was so long that they hit him with the wrap it up music 3 times. The first time he got offended, the second time he said, I'm almost done. But then it took him more than a minute to finish. Speaking of awkward moments, the show started out with host Cedric the Entertainer's musical tribute to Biz Markie, and it included some rapping from noted rapper Rita Wilson.
What?
Mrs. Tom Hanks. Which is appropriate, because, you know, Tom Hanks rapped once.
Yeah, and his son raps, too, doesn't
right,
he?
Right. Okay. If you've never heard the Tom Hanks, Dan Aykroyd rap from Dragnet, Google that.
Okay.
As far as actual awards, which, you know, were less interesting than Rita Wilson rapping, Outstanding Drama Series went to Netflix's The Crown. Outstanding Comedy Series went to Ted Lasso, which is on Apple TV. And Outstanding Limited Series went to The Queen's Gambit on Netflix. Meanwhile, in some kind of sad news, Chris Rock has COVID, and it's apparently knocking him for a loop. Yesterday, he tweeted, quote, hey, guys, I just found out I have COVID. Trust me, you don't want this. Get vaccinated. Now, Chris Rock is vaccinated, by the way. On The Tonight Show back in May, he said he got the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine, so we certainly wish Chris Rock well.
Yes.
And looking at the box office, Shang-Chi held on to the number one spot for a third straight week with $21 million. Free Guy keeps chugging away. It came in second with $5 million. Clint Eastwood's Cry Macho opened in third place with a disappointing $4 million. Candyman was fourth with $3 million. Malignant rounds out the top five with $2.6 million. Now, there were two other new releases this weekend. Cop Shop opened in sixth place with just $2.3 million. And The Eyes of Tammy Faye opened in semi-wide release, but it only made $675,000. That's scheduled to go wide this week, but with that kind of number, who knows whether that's going to happen.
The Eyes of Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah, I saw it over the weekend, and it's Jessica Chastain. I mean, this is basically the performance of her career. She
really
humanizes somebody that I think we all saw as a caricature.
Yes.
So I hope people will see it for her work. She's really great in it.
So we don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but you liked it.
I did like it, yeah. Didn't love it. They kind of softened her participation in some of the seedier things that went on in Jim Baker's world. But, yeah, we're seeing for Jessica Chastain. And Andrew Garfield is Jim Baker, also really good.
Very cool. You're coming back on Friday.
I will come back on Friday, yeah. If everything goes according to plan, I'm going to have a review of Dear Evan Hansen for you.
Ooh, sounds good.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
You betcha. We've got the news, we've got the sports, and the AccuWeather, and we're about 15 minutes away from giving away tickets to Third Eye Blind. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. 55 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. One more concert left in the Backyard Concert Series at Spyglass Ridge Winery. And what a way to wrap up the season. This Saturday night, it's Third Eye Blind. Yeah. Great 90s band. Your chance to win VIP treatment coming up in about 10 minutes. Stay with us.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Also on the way, Tom's top list. The top things that aren't funny. And guaranteed you'll never laugh at them. So test yourself.
Morgan in the morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
On the way to work on a Monday, we've got one more concert left in the Backyard Concert Series at Spyglass Ridge Winery, just outside of Sunbury. It's this Saturday, and it's Third Eye Blind. These guys got energy, man. They still pack it. They still bring it. And you could be there. You ready to call in? Do it.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller 4 in the Ford Fun Line. Good luck to you. We'll check our winner in just a bit. Also on the way, Tom's top list of things that you won't laugh to. Fake laugh. It's on the way. Morgan in the morning.
Morgan in the morning, 94KX.
Lions at the National Zoo have tested positive for COVID. They think they might have got it at the Pride Parade.
Late night soundbites, Bill Maher from over the weekend. There are funny things that happen every day in life that we laugh at. There are also times where we feel we have to laugh because maybe in this morning's staff meeting, the boss will crack a real bad joke and we'll all be like, ho, 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 ho. Believe it or not, 67% of us, 67% of us fake laugh at jokes so we will, quote, fit in. Fortunately, there are still some things in life that you shouldn't laugh at. Tom's top list. The groomer asking you what you want done with your dog's anal glands. Just not funny. John Travolta's hair. Not funny because he doesn't have any anymore. That person when you're shopping today that'll roll their shopping cart right into the side of your car. Not funny. Jugglers failing. No, could get hurt depending on what you're juggling. New York Jets fans saying this is definitely our year. No, no, it's not. And you don't laugh at that. You kind of feel sorry for them. Your in-laws announcing they're buying a house in your neighborhood. No. Grandma flying the F-bomb. No. That funny noise that comes out of a mustard bottle. No. People doing anything that involves bodily fluids in a swimming pool. No. Not funny. And finally, Santa Claus. He's jolly, but when it's over, it ain't funny. And it's just not.
Coming up with Morgan in the morning.
Hey, how'd your team do over the weekend? Are you wearing your team colors today? Well, if you are, you could win. I'll tell you how. News is next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. It's Morgan in the morning.
Sunny skies. It'll be a pleasant day. Our high today, 74. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
56 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Did your school win on Friday night? Did your school win Saturday? Did your pro team win Sunday? I don't know. There's something about the 94KX school spirit that is just totally cool. We'll talk about it coming up and give you a chance to win just by wearing your team colors. It's a Monday, and I'm not. But maybe I will by Friday. I promise. And like Mark said, it's National Gibberish Day. Movie Mike has a good suggestion, and we'll do it to wrap up the show today. If you can't gibberish, find someone who can. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
What a weekend of sports. We talked about it when we first joined you this morning at 6 a.m. Penn State with another big win. This Saturday should be easier. Villanova. Unless they're playing basketball on the 50-yard line, it should be pretty cool. But Penn State, with that big win over Auburn, moved up to number six. Four spots, which is pretty exciting since the Ohio State and Clemson both won and moved down. So the crowd is starting to kind of get in line now with who the good teams actually are. My Notre Dame Fighting Irish had a little luck of the Irish again. They won. Hope your high school team is working out pretty well. NFL's all a mess. Everybody's 1-1 now. If they won in week one, they lost yesterday. You know who you are, Steelers fans and Eagles fans. But as far as local sports, you can't beat it. We've got the 94KX school spirit thing going on. All you got to do is wear your local colors every Friday. Post a selfie with the hashtag KX School Spirit. KX School, for some odd reason, is spelled with a K, because I think that's cool, I guess, as in KX. So hashtag KXSKOOLSPIRIT. Three winners will be chosen randomly, and this is a great prize. When you think of sports, you think of Red Robin. Yum. Those burgers and fries. You can win a $20 gift card to Red Robin just for showing your school spirit. So go ahead and do it. You know, we should take one day a week in the work week, like one day wear your favorite high school colors, your school colors, college even. Do that on Friday. But like Thursday, I don't know, wear your favorite protein, maybe Wednesday, your favorite college football team. Tuesday, your favorite baseball team. Monday, Tiddlywinks. I don't know. We could do this. We should do it all week long. Just bag the dress code. I like the idea.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
It is National Speak Gibberish Day, and we're going to help you before we close the show. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Thanks for being part of the show today. You guys have been great. National Gibberish Day, which is always great on a Monday, because that's when most workplaces have their staff meetings. So I challenge you to throw in some kind of gibberish. Watch everybody look at you like, what? Doesn't matter what you say, as long as other people can't understand it. And you're talking like TV doctors when they yell out a bunch of medical terms that might not even exist. Or how about your IT guy at work who tries to explain what's wrong with your computer and you're looking at him like he's talking in a different language? You can also blurt out a bunch of crazy stuff like wishes are hopping and trees are real. What? You could do jibber jabber or gobbledygook, also accepted on this day. You could also go to Gibberish Translator and say something, and it will translate it into gibberish. Or, according to Movie Mike, who was with us early this morning, you could just go watch the movie Pootie Tang, which he says is the most ridiculous movie ever made that'll make you watch again and again just because you want to laugh. The character Pootie Tang never really spoke clearly. So the movie didn't make any sense. A movie Mike loved it, and he encouraged me to do some editing, put some stuff together, and wrap up the show with gibberish. Pootie Tang style.
Seventh sound. Well, Bob, I'm a Pawn Tony. Got my dillies on the pepper tang. Well, I can't say that they know my brother. What a tie. Yeah, it's called Sign Your Pity on the Runny Kind. Yeah, baby.
Capital Shot.
Dirty Dean, you a baddie, daddy, lamatot, tebbit, shy.
That's a can of pan. All the way down.
Yeah.
Sadate.
I'm a time, catty, my Jimmy. Wild time.
Yeah, Dane on the cherries, Mamadi. Mamadi, this is scientifically and classy. She's a cold Tony.
You better warm a call to the family, cause the Cammy Towns are pity on the panty stock. Bad like a netter type.
Happy gibberish day, everybody. Pootie Tang okay. Style.
Nah,
La-di-da. La-di-da. Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.